At a memorial honoring the one-year anniversary of the death of her husband, Orange County Deputy Scott Pine, a tearful Bridget Pine spoke about how hard it's been since then.
He was our protector and provided strength and guidance every day. He kept our family bonded tightly together. Now our family has fallen hopelessly apart. This past year has been a never-ending nightmare. Every day without him brings new challenges.
That was back in February of 2015. Now another year has passed by, and Bridget Pine says she and her three kids are still without a proper death benefit following Scott Pine's 2014 death. The Orange County deputy was shot and killed while investigating a string of burglaries. Legislation to help the surviving spouses of law enforcement died last year amid a budget impasse between the House and Senate. It's back again this year in the House as well as the Senate. Last week, the Senate, at the direction of Senate President Andy Gardner of Orlando, quickly took up the measure to make sure it passed early in the session.
You know, there were a lot of casualties last year, and this was one of the bills that was ready to go. This is an important issue, not just for law enforcement and those who risk their lives every day for us, but it's important to us in Orange County and Central Florida. So thank you for giving us this opportunity.
The bill's sponsor is Margate Democratic Senator Jeremy Ring, who says it's for all first responders who perished in the line of duty, including Deputy Pine, and survivors like his wife, Bridget. He says the measure makes two changes to the Florida retirement system. It has two main options, the traditional and most popular option known as the pension plan and the 401k-style investment plan. Today, the pension plan provides a survivor benefit for the spouses of those who died in the line of duty, about half of the person's monthly salary. Ring's bill changes that to allow the spouse to receive the person's full salary.
Second, the bill permits the surviving spouse or children of an investment plan member in the special risk class when killed in the line of duty to opt into the FRS investment plan survivor's benefit program in lieu of receiving normal retirement benefits under the FRS investment plan.
That part of the bill would apply to the family of Deputy Pine who had the investment plan. Today, that plan does not include a death benefit other than the rest of the account balance. And Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto praised Ring's bill.
The Pine family was left with next to nothing when, if he had the defined benefit, it would have been a robust benefit plan to help his wife and his three children. And so I'm glad that this year we're going to get it done, since last year it was quite unfortunate that this got left on the table.
Senator Ring, too, felt that way, and he says he hopes the bill will never be used as a negotiating tool by the House again.
This is a bill I hope never has to be used. We really do, other than clearly for the Pine family, and we thank them for being here today. I don't believe we should ever be negotiating on the bodies of our dead first responders. So as we send this bill over to the House, I'd like to be strong as a Senate, that the House knows that we're very serious, that we do a lot of negotiating back and forth, and that's part of the process. But we don't always have to do that. Okay? Sometimes we can just do what's right.
And before unanimously passing the bill, all 40 senators agreed to stand with Senator Ring by co-sponsoring the measure. And Senate President Gardner says while he's open to discussing more with the House on different pension efforts, he doesn't think the death benefits provision should be included in the House bill.
I think that there's been some concern that it may become a vehicle for some other things, some FRS reforms and some things that have floated around for a while. Those are all very legitimate issues, but for the family that was here today, you know, we just think it should be clean. You know, we'll have those debates on other issues. And so I know the family was going over to visit with some House members. And I hope that that's the message is, you know, let's do this and let's get it done for the family and not make it a vehicle for other things.
But House Speaker Steve Crisafulli had a different view on the issue that he's made one of his top priorities. He says the House had been working with Ring on pension reform.
Well, I don't know exactly what Senator Ring had to say, but I know that we have a pension bill that has a multitude of different pieces in it that regard pension. And I do know that, you know, he has been over and he's talked to my chief of staff, Kathy Mears, about this very issue. So if he's railing against us for having it in our package and he came over and talked to her about seeing what they could do over there with other parts of our package, then I think he's probably contradicting what he originally said. But having said that, I don't know what he said. over there on the floor.
Still, Crisafulli says he continues to remain hopeful the Senate will accept the House pension reform package, which includes the death benefit. It also includes a controversial provision that changes the default from the traditional pension plan to the investment plan for new hires. Opponents say the pension plan is the more secure retirement option. Meanwhile, the House package is slated for its first and last official hearing in the House Appropriations Committee Tuesday. If it passes there, it heads to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.